We're becoming a nation of renters. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the first of the month, which for millions means the rent is due. A recent report from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard finds there were nearly 900,000 more people renting in late 2021 compared to early 2020. The vacancy rate's now under 6%, the lowest since the 1980s. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
For a brief moment in the early months of the pandemic, it was a renter's market.
There was a real slowdown in demand for rental housing. Rents fell, vacancies went up, and it seemed like the rental market was really softening quickly.
Chris Herbert is managing director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard, which did the study.
Now we're in the opposite situation, where rents are rising at their fastest pace in decades, vacancies are falling, and so renters across the board are facing much higher costs of housing than they were 2 years ago.
The main reason is that buying has become super competitive in the pandemic, so more people are sticking with renting, says Andrew Arend at the National Low-Income Housing Coalition.
And many of these households are higher-income households who in the past would likely have been homeowners. But we've seen significant increases, of course, in home prices, and so more households are choosing to rent.
And that, he says, is driving up rent for everyone. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Let's check the markets. After the S&P went up 1.9% yesterday and the NASDAQ went up 3.4%, stock index futures are all down in the 1 to 2/10 of a percent range this morning. The month just ended was the deepest skid for stock prices since the pandemic began. When the Obama administration toughened rules for coal and oil-fired power plants, toxic mercury emissions fell by 86% over 7 years, according to the EPA. Mercury, arsenic, and other toxic metals are linked to cancer and can harm neurodevelopment in children. Well, the Trump administration rolled back those rules, saying the costs and benefits had not been calculated right, a move embraced by coal companies and coal miners. But now the Biden administration is putting the rules back in force. Developing countries worry about their best and brightest fleeing. Rural and Rust Belt parts of the U.S. worry about this brain drain. Well, what about tough urban neighborhoods, which our next guest calls low-status areas? Majora Carter is an urban revitalization strategist and real estate developer and a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient who lives and works in Hunts Point in New York's South Bronx, where she grew up. What do people need and want there? Well, jobs, community centers, lower crime. But her organization has surveys that find it may take more to get people who can choose to leave to, in fact, stay. Carter's new book is called Reclaiming Your Community. Ms. Carter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, you've asked people, you've done surveys, and yes, people want safe streets. I assume they want strong schools, but that's not all they want.
Definitely not. They also want to feel as though there's something to look forward to in their community that just like speaks to them. And it has things like cafes and restaurants and parks and bookstores, you know, where they can meet other people and express themselves and just feel good about where they are.
Now, you mentioned the cafe. Among your many projects over the decades, making urban parks, working on real estate projects, is your coffee shop. You opened a coffee shop, Boogie Down Grind in the South Bronx. Some people love it, but others at least initially did not. And that leads us to a central tension that you chew on in your book. If you do something that could raise the status of a place, that could make it more economically diverse, but that could raise rents for people who live there.
Well, I'm not saying that talent retention is going to solve gentrification, but gentrification will not be fixed without talent retention because the underlying problem is the lack of wealth creation and retention in those same communities. Because when you think about it, gentrification, generally, it kind of involves outsiders coming in to change a community to suit its needs, whereas reclaiming involves retaining the talent that is already there to improve our surroundings and our own economic future.
Yeah, we talk about extractive approaches to resources, but the idea that brain drain is an extractive process. That's very interesting.
Yes, it is. You know, we help people feel that they need, if they're going to grow up and be somebody, that they need to measure success by how far they get away from our communities. And we're led to believe that. I mean, I happen to have been one of those kids that was taught that. And I think we can honestly say that we don't have to do this. We can reclaim our communities.
There must have been a point in your life, I think you talk about it in the book here, that you were probably set on not living in the place where you're from, right?
Oh, I started planning my escape from the South Bronx when I was about 7 years old. My brother, you know, had been killed by some of the gang violence in the community. And I was just like, I'm out of here. And I was encouraged to do so, you know, by teachers, by my family. And so, yeah, I used education to get out. I went, got myself into the Bronx High School of Science and Wesleyan. And I wasn't trying to look back except for my mother's fried chicken, which was the best in the world. And I only came back home because I was broke and needed a cheap place to stay when I went to NYU. And that was my parents' house in my old bedroom.
You started to see, well, you could move or you could try to make it better.
Exactly. You know, what was interesting was that when I realized that I could either stay and use my talents, my education to support the community, I also realized that no one would have blamed me if I'd left. I mean, we've got a long history, you know, of brain drain in our communities, and I just would have been a part of that.
Majora Carter is an urban revitalization strategist and real estate developer and MacArthur Genius Grant recipient. Her new book is called Reclaiming Your Community. You don't have to move out of your neighborhood to live in a better one. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.
I also talked to Carter about her criticisms of what she calls the nonprofit industrial complex, well-intentioned organizations that she says can have the effect of keeping a community down. More of our conversation is streamable from marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.